Well, can you believe it? Today's November, right? My goodness, today's November 1st. And to us, right, to us, it means Thanksgiving. Now, I know our governor already put restrictions on Thanksgiving. Good old Gov. Love him. Amen. I was at a news conference on Friday because Santa Clara County, the county I was born and raised in, just fined Calvary Chapel $350,000 for having church indoors. $350,000. Their church seats more than ours does. Probably it seats about 2,000 people. And there's only about 400 or 500 people coming out since COVID. Since they've opened since COVID for 21 weeks now, like we have, and the county still doesn't like it. And they got all that space indoors and social distant, but the county said no. And so they fined him $350,000 and was with them there to help support him and stand with him. pray, amen. Pray for the county of Santa Clara. I thank God that our county has been very good to us, and so has our mayor and the police department. They have, during our opening, I don't know if you knew this, people were complaining about us at every service, every single service. At 8:30, 10:30, and 1 o'clock, the police department was getting a phone call about us, complaining that we were having church. And the cops would come, roll in, and roll out. And they were giving us their blessing on that. Amen. They had to respond by law, but the mayor and the police department, Antica PD, we need to do something for them, church. We need to do something for them. I invited the county supervisors to come here. I invited the governor to come to our church and see how we keep people safe, because that's what it should be, right? It shouldn't be about fines and locking down, and it shouldn't be about keeping everybody sheltered in place. It should be about managing this virus while living. And if we can prove we can do that, that's what it should be about. That's what it should be about. Amen. So November, to me, it means Thanksgiving and gratitude. Here's a great, great little quote I found. Gratitude is riches, complaint is poverty. So true. And in honor of presidential elections on Tuesday, here's a quote for you. As we have grown and prospered in material things, so also should we progress in moral and spiritual things. We are a God-fearing people who should set ourselves against evil and strive for righteousness in living and observing the golden rule. We should, from our abundance, help and serve those less fortunately placed. We should bow in gratitude to God for his many favors. This was President Calvin Coolidge in 1925. In giving thanks for the greatest harvest in the history of our nation, we who plant and reap can well resolve that in the year to come, we will do all in our power to pass that milestone. For by our labors in the fields, we can share some part of the sacrifice with our brothers and sisters, brothers and sons who wear the uniform in the United States. Let's not forget our military during the season. Amen. It is fitting that we recall now the reverent words of George Washington. Almighty God, we make our earnest prayer that thou will keep the United States in thy holy protection, and that every American in his own way lift his voice to heaven. Franklin D. Roosevelt, 1942. In this spirit of Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving has become a day when Americans extend a helping hand to the less fortunate. Long before there was a government welfare program, this spirit of voluntary giving was ingrained in the American character. Americans have always understood that truly one must give in order to receive. This should be a day of giving as well as a day of thanks. President Ronald Reagan in 1981. And lastly, they are gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy. Amen. This is Abraham Lincoln in 1863. We can thank God for his mercy. Amen. That's what gratitude is all about. That's what Thanksgiving is about. about coming together, giving thanks. But I love how these presidents also called out to God, that they weren't ashamed of it. They weren't afraid of calling out to God. Amen. That's a wonderful thing that I hope we get back. And I'm actually very grateful for the president, because I, more than even George Bush, who is a believer, that I got the glory or privilege of shaking hands with, he never mentioned God as much as this president does. And so for that, I'm very grateful. Amen. Very grateful. Just being grateful is what I feel today. I feel right now I'm grateful for a lot of things. Just grateful. You see, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So you want to know God's will? While we're reading it here, it says, "In everything give thanks." We now have the opportunity to practice this in a very, very strange year. We saw this year as double, double blessing, the year of Jacob, the year of Jacob's blessing. Well, listen to me. We have adjusted more in this year than we ever have in our entire lives. This has affected us more than 9/11 affected us. This has affected us more than Pearl Harbor, the bombing of Pearl Harbor affected us. The history of the United States just wrote a new chapter, and of the world, obviously the world wrote a new chapter, but this is us. We are feeling this. But even in this strange time, you know, this, when the Dodgers won the World Series, I was totally having fun. Some people thought I was serious, but I wasn't at all. And I said, "Oh, great. My dog, I had to put my dog down. Somebody wrecked into my beautiful car, totaled it out. And now the Dodgers win." I'm just saying. But some folks thought I was serious with that. I was totally playing with that. I would never write something like that seriously. Because in everything that's happened this year, and we can never minimize what has happened. And this year, things have happened to us that we never imagined. Folks have died because of a virus. Folks have died. People have lost their jobs. Freedoms were taken from us. We gave them up voluntarily at first, and then they were taken from us. And folks, I want to say this to my church family. Now that they know that they can lock us down, and I mean the powers that be, don't be mistaken that it's not going to ever happen again. It will happen again. It will happen again. That's why we have to push back. That's why I'm committed to pushing back, because under the Constitution of the United States of America and under the Word of God, I am free. And I don't believe in more government. I believe in less government. And that's what we've been telling our county, what we've been telling our governor, our city officials. Let us take care of us. Let us take care of us. But in all of that, I can find a reason to praise God. And all of that, and everything. So even during the toughest crisis, God's word is saying, just be grateful and find a reason, right? Come on, just be grateful. So in everything, good and bad, give thanks. This is God's will. Somebody say amen. In everything, give thanks. This is God's will. Psalms 118, verse 24 says, "This is the day the Lord has made, even a day filled with bad news." Filled with bad news. I used to say all the time, "I don't want the news because I don't want to be saddened or disturbed." That was the old Steve. Now I watch every bit of the news because I want to be informed and I want to know. And so I do watch the news. I watch all kinds of news, TV and on the internet, so forth, because I want to gather as much information so I can lead my church correctly, and that's what I try to do. But in the worst of days, I still know that God made that day. In the worst of days that I have a bad report or an accident or whatever happens, I still know that God made that day. And that's what the word is saying here. In this day, this is the day of the Lord. So whatever happens tomorrow, remember that God made that day. Remember that you have breath to breathe. Remember that you're alive. And even in the bad situations, you're still awake. You're still alive. You still have cause to praise Him. So he says, this is the day of the Lord has made. We will, everybody say we will. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In other words, I choose to praise him, even in tough times. I choose to praise him, even when it feels like I can't. We will. In other words, we will choose to glorify God and rejoice even in tough times. Everybody can rejoice when it's going good. Everybody can rejoice when everything's well. Everybody can rejoice when we're all healthy. But can you rejoice when things aren't going so well? Now, you know, I'm not, you know me already. My church knows you. I'm not one of those going to say that, you know, man, everything's going bad, but I'm going to fake like everything's good. That's not what I'm saying. That's not, I don't believe that the Word of God is saying that either. Some people, you know, go through stuff, and that's your business. That's cool if you do. I'm not one of them. But if you're going through a tough time, you'll put a smile on and say, and I ask you how you're doing. So I'm blessed. And then you'll carry on the next 20 minutes of why you're not blessed. I'm not one of those. I'll tell you, well, how are you doing, Bishop? Ah, it's been a tough day, but God is still with me. That's how I want to do. That's what I want to say. It's been tough. I'm going through it, but God's been with me. That's how I praise him. God is still with me. That's how I choose to praise him. Now, if you are one of those that does it a different way, that's your business. I get that. It's all good. Colossians 3, verse 17 says this, and whatever you do, whether by speech or action, do everything. Everyone say everything. In the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Everything. Whatever you do, let me touch on something that the pandemic has affected. It's changed everybody's lives. Don't get me, we all know that. Don't get me wrong, right? I mean, I can't go anywhere and not be reminded by that. I mean, come on, I'm preaching to my church in masks, which I'm not going to complain about that because it was just a couple of months ago I was preaching to empty chairs, preaching to you online only. So I mean, masks, yeah. Absolutely, I'll take it. If that means I can see you here in church, of course. But everything has changed. You know what also people have changed? Because we've knocked things out of our normal lives. One thing that's been knocked out too is service to God. Service unto God. And see, it says, whatever you do, and some people are not doing anymore. Some people aren't doing anymore. Because we're in a pandemic, doesn't mean that you can't do for God anymore. You see, that word do speaks of service. My hands getting busy for God. I know it's a different time, and I know we've been through a strange season. And yes, everything was taken away by the virus and so on and so forth. And I get that. But we're fighting for our lives, folks. We're fighting to get back to our lives. So serve him. Find a way to serve God. Find a way to get busy. Find a way to come to church here during the week and see about serving the house of God somewhere. There's always something to do. Come and help care ministry out. They're giving away food every third weekend of the every third Saturday of the month. We started up again. They're going to give away jackets in 2 weeks and hot meals in Modesto. We keep people safe. We temperature check everybody. We keep them socially distant. Everyone's wearing gloves and masks. We're serving hot meals. There's a way to serve God right now, folks. And so I understand that times are different, but and everything, find out how you've come to church and you're worshiping online. Find out if you're serving him, though. Ask yourself that. Am I serving God? Am I busy for him? If you are, wonderful. But if you're not, well, get back to God. Get back to getting busy for God. Get back to serving him, because that's our lives. That's what we do. We serve him. We serve God. So on whatever you do, do it unto the Lord. If you're going to come and help us clean up the weeds of the church, do it as unto God. If you're going to come pick up empty trash at church, do it as unto God. If you're going to feed the poor, do it as unto God. And not everything has to be about a photo shoot. I'm sorry. Here I am feeding the poor, and your teeth are white as snow, glistening to the camera. Come on. Not everything. I understand. I do it not because I want to give myself praise, but because I want to give you, my church, praise. I want to give my God praise. And, you know, selfies are not something I enjoy because I see myself in the mirror every day, and I know what I look like. So it's like, but it's the different generation. I get it. It's all good. But sometimes, maybe we should consider getting back to serving people without wanting it to be a photo opportunity or a live feed. Just something to think about, folks. Just something to think about. So whatever you do, do as unto the Lord. Giving thanks. Do it as if you're doing it to Jesus, for Jesus. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have a reason to praise Him? Can you find one? We're all in this together, right? In this season of COVID, there hasn't been conservatives and liberals, hasn't been Democrats and Republicans. There hasn't even been saved and unsaved. Nobody was excluded from this. Churchgoers and non-churchgoers. No one was excluded. We are all. So in one way, it's kind of united us. In one aspect, COVID has united us. We are all able to see that we are all part of one big family of God. United for God. And one purpose, at least, and that is we all want to be healthy. Nobody wants to get sick and die. So through it all, can we find a reason to praise Him? Through it all, can we find a reason to give Him thanks, even in this season? What a test this is. What a test. What a test this is. Personally, you've heard me say, I never thought I would be saying this, that I'm grateful that you're here in church worshiping God with me. Now, I've always been grateful to be your pastor. That's not what I mean. But for months, I preached to an empty church. And so to have you sitting here, I'm so grateful for that. It still makes me cry. It still makes me weep. I'm grateful that you're here. I'm grateful for those who tune in on the internet. I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful that you're pushing forward. I'm grateful that you're pushing onward. I'm grateful that you're still serving God. Some folks, the shutdown has adjusted their lives, and they've grown cold, and they've chosen to live a different way. That's just the reality. I'm not just saying about our church. I'm saying about churches across America. I'm connected to many networks, and all the pastors are saying the same things. Oh, we help those that are like haven't been wavered. They haven't wavered in their faith. I still have those, and then I have those we're having a hard time getting back, but we're getting them. And then we have those who are still hunkered down for the virus. We're blessing them, but then there's a large portion of the church who won't come back. Their lives have been changed forever. They just got used to not coming to church, and their lives are changed. But even in all of that, I choose to say thank you, Jesus. Even in all of that, I'm grateful. Even in all of that, I thank God that He's with me. I thank God that He's with you. I thank God that we can still trust Him. I thank God that many of you have gotten sick, but you're healthy today. I thank God that we are still CWC Life. I'm so grateful that we are still CWC Life. So always find a way. The word says always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in His name. In His name. Find a reason to give thanks. Find a reason to praise Him. Find a reason to rejoice, even in tough times. That's the challenge. The challenge isn't in good times, because it's easy to do that, and we tend to do that much easier. But when you're not going through good times, when you're going through a difficult times, that's when you want to find a reason to praise God. That's when you want to find a reason to say, you're still with me. That's when you want to say, I can still sense your presence, even though things aren't going well. Even though my family is going all different directions, God, I know you're still there. That's the truth. That's not just someone's opinion. That's the truth. He's still with you. Even when you don't feel like He's with you, He's with you. Even when you feel like you don't deserve him, he's still with you. What kind of mercy is that? What kind of grace is that? And I'm not talking about before you came to Jesus. I'm talking about after you came to Jesus. Well, I don't deserve his grace. It doesn't matter if you deserve it. It's a gift. He's gifting it to you. His love, his grace, and his mercy, he's gifting it to you. So just receive it. You see, the devil wants you to think you don't deserve it, but God doesn't feel that way. His word is very clear on that. And I'm reading it to you always, even on your worst day. Give thanks to God because his mercy endures forever. So what do? You stand up again. You stand up again. Right, PG? I love going to New Life. I love going to Chip Night. Because you hear how people, you know, some people have 40 years clean and sober, and others have 4 hours clean and sober. And you know that the struggle is so real for them, but they're fighting, they're working, they're working, they're fighting. And that's what we all got to do in this life right now. All of us. We are all in the same boat. All of us are. Let's get up tomorrow morning and let's live. Let's choose to live today. Find a reason to praise God. Find a reason to glorify him. When something is taken from you, you appreciate a little bit more. Find a reason to praise him. Would you stand to your feet this morning? And I'm so blessed to see Chaplain Reggie and Cindy here. Jose, it's good to see you, brother. Chaplain Reg and Cindy, you know, they weren't coming because of COVID like everybody else, but when they were able to come, their vehicle wasn't working, so they couldn't come even then. But they're here now because they got a new vehicle that's able to load the Chaplain Raji's chair, and I'm very appreciative of that. Amen. 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 And you know, when they got the vehicle, we went to last Saturday, we were at Don Luis in Stockton for breakfast and Prodigal Sons. And Reg came up and he said, "I'm just so grateful that I can go to church tomorrow." Man. Through all the years, Chaplain Reggie, I still remember your accident. I still remember exactly what happened, where I was, where my brother, the phone call I got from my brother. And as many years as you've had to be in that chair, I have never heard Chaplain Reggie complain one time. I've never heard him complain. He and Cindy always find a reason to praise God. Always. I want you to know you're a hero. Both of you. You are heroes of mine and this church. And you're a gift. You're both are a gift to this church. And we love you both very much. Very, very much. Amen. Praise God. Would you just lift your hands and worship right now with me? Father, we worship you. We praise you. On this day, the first day of November, the month of Thanksgiving, we find a reason to praise you. We find a reason to be thankful on this day. This whole month, we will work hard to emphasize our gratitude towards you, God. We'll work hard to emphasize our gratitude towards you. We worship you, God, and we give you the honor and glory and all the praise. Thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, we pray for our country. And we are committed, God, however this election goes, whoever gets elected, we will stay the course. And we will fight for this country, and we will stand on your word and fight from that, fight from the cross going forward. Because I believe that you love this country. And I believe, God, that the best days for this country are ahead. And I sense, God, that you're going to pour out your spirit in such a great way. I believe it, Father God, and I feel it. I see it. So we pray, God, for these elections, Lord God. Let your will be done in these elections. And God, I pray that every citizen, from the youngest to the oldest, would be respectful and honorable however the elections go, whoever becomes president, God, that we, our country, would be honorable and respectful. And I push back that unrest. I push back that rioting spirit. I push back that hating spirit. I push back, Father God, all of that in Jesus' name. Regardless of who is voted for and regardless of who wins, I push back against that unrest. I push back against that hatred in Jesus' name. I pray for peace upon America. I pray for peace upon this country. I pray for peace upon Israel. And I pray for peace upon the countries of the world in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Keep believing, church, and let's keep praying. Amen. You're free to be dismissed to the left and to the right to those doors. Thank you for being here today. I love you, and I don't take you for granted at all. Thank you so much.